Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You guys were traveling out to Vegas yesterday, and I'm sure that's a weird travel day. Did you guys get a chance to see, while we're talking baseball, the Field of Dreams game, any of the highlights or any of the game itself?
We saw it was on the big screen at the circus, so we saw a little bit of it. I didn't hear, but I heard the miking of Joey Votto was tremendous. We saw here this morning the opening with Ken Griffey and his dad and the whole Field of Dreams thing, which was really, really cool. I saw Harry Carey was singing the national Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And the last I checked, Harry Carey is dead.
Stoney, you are correct. This is not a mistaken identity issue.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
That was a hologram. We actually have the audio, and I do want to hear from people if they thought this was cool or creepy, because I liked it, and then I looked online. People were very uncomfortable with Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You get the sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool.
You know what? I am not big on holograms. I know the whole Tupac thing and there's like Michael Jackson stuff. But I got to be honest with you. Because of where the game was played and what Field of Dreams actually is, it actually fit in okay. If they would do that at Wrigley every day, every game, or even once during the regular season at Wrigley, I'd probably be against it. But it fits that game.
So let me ask it this way.
I have no problem with it.
Let me ask it this way, because we're doing a show in Detroit.
When the Tigers do it, they're going to bring back the singing hot dog guy?
or would you feel comfortable with the ghost of Ernie Harwell appearing via hologram if the Tigers played in the cornfields of Iowa? Because that's effectively what this was.
Yeah. Well, you know what they would do? They could, have Ernie do the voice of the turtle. That would be, I'd have no problem with that for just this thing. Yeah.
Because like you said, that's the whole thing, is the ghost of baseball is coming out of the corn. I mean, fitting.
Yes. I'm not a big Field of Dreams guy. I think it was good, but I thought it was way overrated. But because I think the movie is a fantasy, which is fine. And then in the fantasy, it becomes another fantasy to build on that. So that was too much for me. But yeah, I think it's fine. I think the Harry Carey thing was fine.
Gov?
So last night, Jim, we obviously didn't see a ton of the coverage and stuff. Was Kevin Costner a big part of it again?
I didn't. I was in and out. I saw the Harry Carey presentation. Greg, you watched more of it?
Yes, I didn't see anything relating to Kevin Costner. So the big three things.
Because he was all over it last year.
Big three things I saw out of it was the Griffey's in the opening.
That was great.
Very good. The Harry Carey hologram, and then Joey Votto mic'd up with John Smoltz.
With Griffey and the family, can we settle the debate? Have a catch, play catch. Stoney, you strike me as someone who would be very opinionated on whether or not it is have a catch or to play catch.
Oh, I'm going to have a catch. I'm not going to play catch.
What?
You go out and you play catch.
No, you don't. You have a catch. Dad, let's have a catch. Or, let's. I don't play catch.
Wait, what are we arguing? We're arguing what the phrasing should be? Yeah. The phrasing is play catch. People who say have a catch, like the Griffies did yesterday, they're clearly quoting the movie.
See, I wasn't even quoting. Well, I didn't even think of the movie. I just, when I look back on when I'd have a.
When you'd play catch with your dad?
When I have a catch.
I've never heard of have a catch until this movie. And when the movie came out, I don't remember, like, the first time it even carrying weight over. Like, I didn't even notice it. I've never heard, like, I've never said have a catch in my life.
It feels wrong, like, vocally to say it. Like, I know it's the line in the movie and it's iconic, but, like, in everyday life, you play catch. You and your son go out and play catch in the yard. You don't have a catch with your kid.
I know. I don't remember ever saying play catch. Maybe it's a, you know, East Coast thing that I never, you know, maybe play catch is more of a member. There's a lot of those in sports. There's, to me, the game that you guys grew up with called pickle, we used to call running bases. Run the bases.
Really?
That was the name of the game. I had no idea what pickle was.
He's going to run the bases. Can you imagine an announcer saying
well,
that?
But we would play running bases. We call running bases. Not running, you know, let's go play running bases.
He's in a classic game of running bases.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what we did.
Look, my boys, they'll come up to me, you want to go outside and play catch. They don't come up to me and say, you want to go outside and have a catch.
A texter
when I was
says,
coaching.
Go ahead, Tom. Yeah.
When I was coaching baseball, youth, little league, and you start to warm up before practice actually starts. Right. Go out there and play catch, guys. You go play catch with so and so. I go, don't you? Hey, Blake, go have a catch with Byron.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
Someone says, Stoney.
I think we did.
Stoney, yeah. Do you have a golf? That's from Tony in Oxford.
No, I play golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you would have
it. I don't know.
I don't know. I just had to bring it up. I mean, listen.
I know. That's fine. I understand.
I hope Jared Goff and Trinity Benson have a catch tonight.
Exactly. I hope Trinity Benson does have a catch.
But they don't play catch.
He catches it to him.
I hope Trinity Benson plays catch today.
Yeah, I hope he plays catch today or has a catch.
I hope he has a catch.
248-539-9797. Play catch, have a catch. But really, I'm asking you about Harry Carey. If you saw it last night or if you've since seen it, the viral, the clip of him, hologram form, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, was it creepy? Was it cool? And how would you feel if it was Ernie in a few years if the Tigers find themselves playing in that game? First texter pretty says, funny. Harry Carey was creepy AF.
Uh-huh.
The next one said, nothing like combining an old school game with a hologram. How stupid. That's from Ryan. Okay, so like again, this is what I saw. People did not like this.
I understand it.
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
To me, if it was anybody else, you know, if it was any other setting, it would have been awful. But the whole thing is, you know, so bizarre.
Okay,
anyway.
Let's ask the bigger question with the hologram. Because you mentioned Tupac. It was like 7-8 years ago that the Tupac hologram came out.
No,
People were creeped out by it.
Yeah.
Would you pay to see
a Springsteen hologram concert? No.
Like, obviously, it's not going to cost the way it does now.
Right.
Would you go?
I've seen tribute bands, so that's the same type of thing.
Well, would you rather see the hologram or the tribute band?
I'd rather see the tribute band.
Just because it's physical people, right?
Yes.
It's so weird.
I know. It is. It's bizarre.
I think we're eventually going to. I don't know. Maybe we won't eventually see it. These might be test runs, like the public reaction, you know. But think about it. There's probably money to be made doing.
Oh, come on, Roger Goodell is going to have the National Hologram League. Well, yeah, it's going to be like video games, but it's going to be televised. They're all going to be holograms.
Did you hear? You heard about that, right, Jim?
Yeah, I did
the
hear about
mispronunciation.
Yeah, that level of money where you don't even need to know the name of the commissioner whose league you're joining.
Right.
Oh, I mean that's.
I'm very interested in Stoney's pronunciation of, quote, holograms.
Hologram. Hologram.
The Harry Carey hologram. Your thoughts. Here are some of the ticket texts.
Did I say hologram at one point? I don't know.
I don't know.
At several points, and you just did.
Oh.
Texter says it's not hologram. Have a catch or play catch. It's toss the ball around. Okay.
Okay.
Another one says it was 100 years ago. Maybe that's the way they talked back then, Jody in New Haven. How old do you think Stoney is? Stoney's not 100 years old.
Close, but, you know. Yeah.
Do some carbon
dating? Jim, you want to go out and have... Jim, you want to go out and have a shot?
You take a shot.
You take a shot. You play catch.
You want to go out and shoot hoops, Dad, or you want to go out and have a shot, Dad?
Shoot hoops.
I would note that it was Ray Kinsella from 1980s Iowa is the one who does say have a catch.
This texter says, is it
80s Iowa? Okay.
Okay. Is it down ups or up downs? See, when I played, it was down ups. We did down ups. You went down, then up. Down ups. But I hear them called up downs, like in Remember the Titans. They call them up downs.
Yeah. Dan Campbell, up downs.
Stoney's going to have a catch, then go inside, eat supper, and sit on his Davenport. Get a beverage from the icebox.
Is there an older word than Davenport,
no,
by the way?
It's the oldest word.
It is a couch for people that don't know.
Victrola, which is an old record player.
I've never heard of that. Crickets, okay. Please.
Well, you yes.
No, it's good. Let's go to Steve in Plymouth. Steve, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Yeah, just, we got to the end of the game last night, about the eighth inning, and then they announced, that John Smoltz's dad had passed away yesterday. So just the whole moment of that field and the movie and that announcement was just like, and then the Harry Carey hologram was like, wow, this is, this is a moment where you just don't get those things. And it's not, it's just kind of iconic. You go through those things, and it was just amazing, that setting. It's like, how is that field and that area just a baseball, the romanticism, I guess, of baseball, it's just a, it was just a cool thing, I guess. And John Smoltz to power through that game and do it last night and, in memory of his dad was just a, was awesome.
I like the concept. I like the Field of Dreams concept. I like the game, and I thought the hologram was fitting. I enjoyed it, too.
Wow.
Some text on the Tigers, Stoney. Or do you have something else?
No.
Okay, this one says, could Joe Maddon be this team's version of Jim Leland? Maybe he's a Baez whisperer. Fans might be over AJ's mistakes.
Look, AJ has not been perfect, obviously, but I used to be a Joe Maddon fan, but I think he's just so freaking weird. Look, if you couldn't win with that team, and he's not the only manager who couldn't, Brad Ausmus couldn't either, right? I mean, come on, really? Is that who you want to bring in here?
Texter says they need to clean out the scouting department. It's only the beginning of the house cleaning. And then another one says they have to decide what they are. Are they the Rays or are they the Dodgers? Because the middle is purgatory. I think the goal should be the Cardinals, reads the ticket texter.
Yes. I mean, the team that my most disliked baseball team ever is the Cardinals. And part of the reason is because they're good every single year, it seems. Not that they don't make the playoffs every year, but they're usually in the hunt. And they've been that way since I started watching baseball before Jesus was born. Okay? No, since the 60s when I was a kid, obviously, they've always been that same team. They're great.
I mean, they're almost like this, kind of like the Steelers. It's just really, what can you say? Unless you have a personal dislike, which you definitely do, and you should. Right. I understand it.
Yeah.
They just do everything right all the time.
You can respect teams that you dislike a lot. And just, I respect the way the Cardinals run things.
I'm just saying, Jeffrey Lunau worked for the Cardinals, built a World Series in Houston, worked with A.J. Hinch. I know it'd be controversial and people ruffle their feathers, but
I don't think AJ Hinch wants anything to do with them. But we'll see. I don't know.
Texter says,
I wouldn't go crazy against it. But
right, I'd be for desperate measures.
Going to hire Carlos Beltran to be the batting coach too? I mean, what else are they going to do?
Correa. I mean,
yeah, bring Correa.
They could.
Have bobblehead trash can night.
Lean into it.
Texter, the Astros way.
That's right.
See, but here's the
Patriot. The Patriot way didn't work in Detroit, but, so let's try the Astros.
But if you got Belichick, that would be the Patriot way. If you get Hinch and Lunau, that is a more apt attempt at the Astro way than hiring stooges from Belichick and calling it the Patriot way. Texter says, Costa, Epstein didn't say he wanted to be a GM. He said, I want to have a third chapter in baseball. He says, the Cubs and the Sox are, ups. Detroit would be a down. It's a smaller market than both. His next move is probably the commissioner. But he did bring up his third chapter in reference to being an executive with the Cubs and the Sox. So the third chapter would be executive of a third baseball team.
Yeah, and he said he had fun doing that. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a little fun in a commissioner, but I don't think there's very much.
No. Unless you like getting booed at presentations, which all commissioners seem to do.
It says all GMs, all good GMs start somewhere, but some situations are so dire that you have to bring in the wolf. Like in Pulp Fiction, the situation is dire and needs an expert, not a trainee, reads the ticket texter.
Well, that's the Tigers. Yep, I agree.
But the tough part is, if you're a situation that's dire, that's not exactly attractive for proven commodities. So the answer has to be, you wet the whistle, you pay the freight, you up the ante, whatever cliche you want to use. Chris Illich writes a very big number on a check and slides it across the table. And then if it's a no, you write an even bigger number on the check and slide it back across the table. Right? I mean, he is in a position where that's what he needs to do. He has to throw money at the problem.
Look, Theo, the Red Sox, you know, they were okay, obviously, up when they until they got him. They weren't horrible. But he did some things like, you know, traded Nomar, which was controversial at the time, and that everything he did worked. Everything the Tigers GMs have done.
The thing I liked about that team, Vila's too, that eventually beat the Yankees, is they did have a few rats, you know, how Jim Leland always said you needed those rats. Remember, like, Kevin Millar?
Oh, yeah.
You know, those kind of guys. I mean, that's what's missing here, too. They don't have any rats right now.
I know.
You can't have a bunch of stars, okay? You got to have those... those fifth, sixth, seventh hitters. You know, instrumental. I always say about the 06 team and why they ended up actually getting to the World Series. It was guys like Craig Monroe that were the difference. He had 27 home runs that year.
Right, Marcus Thames.
Yes, to a lesser degree.
Yeah,
you know.
Ticket text. Hopefully, Javi Baez has a catch today. Maybe even two in a row. Greg in Clinton Township.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!